The presidency has had the report for a while, but released it over the weekend, the high-level review on state security. A panel of ANC grandees and other people, according to Jacob Zuma, they're two well-known apartheid spies on that panel. Which two they are, he didn't see find fit to share with us. And it truly, truly, truly is scary what is in that report. There are no names mentioned, so the name of Siyabonga Gcwele and Mr. Dlomo and Arthur Fraser, those names don't get mentioned, but it's quite clear with only a little bit of time in our timeline analysis that those three gentlemen are being referred to. And, you know, it really is just devastating that the intelligence service was not acting in the interests of South Africa. It was acting for Jacob Zuma. And as Stephen Grotius puts it in his analysis piece on Daily Maverick today, they were focused on internal ANC battles rather than your safety. They abused their resources in a corrupt manner. They spied on civil society groups and infiltrated the media. Johan Mostert is on the line to us. And Johan is a man with extensive experience and knowledge of the security services. Johan, in a sense, it's a confirmation of what was sort of widely known publicly. Did it surprise you in any way?
No, it didn't. Although there were a few aspects, like the operation, special operations unit, also the extent of the so-called PAN principle movement. So those things were, I think, a surprise. But for the rest, the rumors were doing the rounds for a long time, for many years, actually.
And now that it's, look, I mean, it's not yet proven in a court of law, so any wrongdoing still has to be criminally investigated and brought to trial, but it is a fairly devastating collection of weighty evidence.
It is. I think the main aspects, there are actually two aspects to that. The one is now the privatization and the faction fights within the organization. And the other dimension is, it is pointed out there, but not so specifically, and that is the total lack of adherence to healthy management principles, the old POLC model, planning, organizing, leadership, control. None of it were adhered to. So that is the problem that we have. There was an implosion in the organization from a management point of view, too. It is not only people are tending to look at the political side. Yeah, that is serious. But the other side is as serious, and that is the total lack of management in the organization.
How difficult is it going to be to fix, Johan? I mean, the Cyril Ramaphosa has indicated his intention to fix. He's going to divide the intelligence service into two, one focused on domestic, one focused on international. The Minister of State Security told my colleague on 702, Bongani Bingwa, this morning that the people named or the people implicated are not going to be allowed to get away with this. But already there is stuff surfacing about people saying that they're not going to allow Cyril Ramaphosa to take their power away from them. So, I mean, yeah, the intention is there to clean up these Augean stables, but it's not going to be a simple thing to do.
It is going to be very difficult. The first thing they have to do is an implementation plan, but because what the report gives us is a very broad guideline in terms of what should be done. But an implementation plan is the important thing. And the implementation plan should then also be accompanied by certain timelines for the purposes of looking at the consequences of the implementation, looking at accountability then, because that is one of the primary problems that the intelligence services suffered from. People were doing whatever they wanted to do, and there was nobody really to check up on them.
Will there be now? Because, I mean, we've got an Inspector General of Intelligence who appears to take the job rather more seriously than previous incumbents have. Do we need more than that? Do we need a reframing of legislation, a reframing of oversight? What do we need?
Well, oversight is one of the aspects. Another aspect is, and that is a little bit different now from what was being said before, and that is openness. What does openness mean? It is not openness in terms of accountability to the Joint Intelligence Standing Committee on Intelligence. It is open. It is also like other intelligence services internationally, what they are doing is to publish their views on how do they see, how do they view the threats against society, because the definition of what national security is of extreme importance. And that is where things also went terribly wrong in the National Intelligence Service. The definition of what national security intelligence mean was extended to such an extent that everything became part and parcel of the threat, because it became part and parcel of what security means. So that is one, that is a major aspect. So what the British do, the Dutch do, the Americans do, they publish their threat assessments. And the public can then see how do the intelligence services, how do they view the threats. And from there, they can then also influence the debate in terms of what the intelligence service should be doing.
Do you think that's at all likely to happen here? Has there been any kind of signal from within the new brooms in the intelligence community that they might be considering that?
I cannot see why it cannot be done. And it seems to me is as if the report is drifting in that direction. It doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it looks as if they are very amenable to having open... Because you have to classify it also, a certain portion of it. But at least there are, in these other countries, there are openness in terms of how they view the threat facing the country.
Johan Mostert, thank you very, very much indeed.